This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ESPN 8 The Ocho, televising weird sports all day long on what is the artist formerly known as ESPNU. The Bag Championship is on right now. If you're that good at cornhole, you just play it way too much. You were in a league at some point in Arlington when you were like 20, and then you just never stopped playing it. Every day after work, you went and played, you got addicted, and now you're the best in the country at it. Weirdly enough, I'm in. I will watch it because it looks really fun. And it's something I've played I can relate to. Asking you on the phones. There's a few lines open at 800-636-1067. I got a tweet yesterday from a guy named Tyler who listens to this show. Would you rather Bryce be a Nat forever or Kirk be a Redskin forever? I don't want to ask you that because I think it's too easy of a question. I think the answer for most of you is you'd rather Bryce be here because we'd have a Hall of Fame, one of the great players ever, start to finish his entire career. I've spun this, though, into a slightly different question. And I actually think this is a better question because it's going to be a little bit more divisive and a little bit more difficult to answer. Which team needs their star more? The Redskins with Cousins or the Nationals with Harper? If Cousins is not here for the next couple of years, you don't have an answer at quarterback, and all of a sudden you're a much worse team. And I just think just because of the value, the significance of the QB position, the answer is Cousins. If you lose Harper, the Nats probably still win high 80s or 90 or so games and make the playoffs. Now, it's not as fun, and you're not as good. You don't have as good a chance to win or win a World Series, and it's going to stink without him. But you got help coming with Victor Robles. You can always trade for a corner outfielder who can hit 35 home runs. QB just way more important than slugger who plays right field. And that's what my argument's based on. Let's go to Edward in Bladensburg. Who do we need more for our teams not to fall off? Skins and Nats. Is it Harper or Cousins?
Well, let me just start off by saying, number one, do you know how much of a convincer you are? You did make this question hard. And I was driving down the road. My first selection was Bryce Harper, right? But listening to you, because I was thinking, you know what? You're right. If you pull Kirk Cousins away, you don't have a team because you don't know what you have on defense, right?
Right.
A team who doesn't have that good of a quarterback but has a wonderful defense like Seattle, right, or Carolina or somebody, you're probably okay with taking a step back with not having that quarterback because having an okay quarterback but having a great defense, you can have short fields.
I'll give you the perfect example that you're looking for is Denver last year. Still had a great defense, had like Simeon and Lynch, and you know they were competitive, like a 9-win team, but they missed the playoffs.
Right. Now, you take away Bryce Harper, right? Guess who you still have? You're still going to have Trey Turner. You're still going to have somebody like Brian Goodwin. You're still going to have Zimmerman, Murphy, Rendon. You still have home run hitters type of players, right? Those right there give you about 70 home runs a year, maybe more, because we're not done with the season. You take away Bryce Harper, you're just losing Bryce Harper. I love Harper. I love Cousins, right? I love Ovechkin. I love all those players. But you take away Kirk Cousins, and you might as well go ahead and take the battery out of your car because it's not going to run. Simple.
Appreciate you, buddy. It comes down to me to the positional value. Everyone's going to want to make this about how good these guys are. And I think that that's the wrong discussion to have. Just look at what these teams are on the days right now when those guys don't play. When the Nats are healthy, all hands on deck, and Harper doesn't play right, and let's say Goodwin does, and you have Taylor in center and Worth in left, you got Turner at short, Rendon at third, Murph at second, Zim at first, Weeders catching. That's a 90-win ball club. You know, that's probably a division championship ball club. That's how well it's built by Rizzo. Now, I am not watering down the importance of Bryce Harper. If I had a vote, I would vote for him as the most valuable player in baseball. I would. But if you take Cousins off the Redskins, you plug in Colt McCoy, and then you've got everyone else. Doxson and Pryor still there. Reed and Crowder still there. Thompson, P. Ryan, Fat Rob Kelly out of the backfield. Your chance at 9 or 10 wins as a ceiling is now a ceiling of 8-8. That's the difference to me. Let's go to Travis in D.C. Hey, Travis.
Hey, what's going on, Grant?
Hanging out, man.
I really don't think this is a debate at all. Because you say Stanton, I say Trout. How many times Trout made the playoffs? I mean, quarterback and goalie is the two most important positions in sports. So you need a quarterback. This hands down. I mean, I feel comfortable with Gooden, Taylor, and Eaton in my outfield in 2018. How about you?
Yeah, I would feel, you know, I mean, for projecting out in the future, Eaton in center with Robles. I tell you what, Eaton's going to play the corner when Robles is up. So I'm not even thinking next year, but 2 years from now, let's say if Bryce leaves, you would have Eaton in left, Robles in center, and I'll bet you it's a guy that's not in the organization who hits home runs in right field is what they would do. Now, to answer your question, Trout played in the playoffs in 2014. I believe that is the only time he's ever made it. And they got knocked out in three games in the division series by the Royals, got swept. Again, that's not the end-all, be-all, but I think your point's well taken. That's the best player in the game who plays in the outfield. That doesn't get you a whole lot. Pitching's more important. Bullpen's more important. Kind of lineup construction top to bottom as far as the depth, how many guys you've got, more important. Cordell, D.C., you're up.
Hey, what's up, Grant? I'm kind of like the first caller. You convinced me. I was initially going to say Bryce until I really thought about it. And the market value for the quarterback position, I think, is something that a lot of people, they hear analysts say, but they don't really think about it. Because everybody gets to talking about Kirk Cousins and how he's not worth the money that the Redskins will have to pay him. That may be the case. You can make that argument. But you have to really go into understanding the importance of that position, and not just the importance of the quarterback position, but the importance of the quarterback position for the Redskins, who, up until this point, is still searching for the quarterback we've been looking for since our last Super Bowl. So quarterbacks don't come a dime a dozen. A left fielder does more so than a quarterback will. Kirk Cousins leaving was completely, because people think that we can just take that money and put it into a defense, but you brought up the Broncos from this past year, and they just came off a Super Bowl, what, 2 years ago? So you can't do it with everybody. You have to have that position filled if you plan to do anything in the NFL.
I agree with you, man. It's a good call, Cordell. Thank you, buddy. 800-636-1067. You want to hop in. Are we starting to get a little better understanding as we have this conversation on why Cousins makes $24 million now? I mean, think about that. You guys are agreeing so far that Cousins more important to the Redskins than Harper is to the Nationals, which only speaks to football versus baseball and the positions they play. But that's part of the argument as to why you're paying this guy $24 million when a lot of people says that's crazy. Kevin and Culpepper.
Yes, sir. Yeah, everybody's right. It's not close. It's Cousins. A right fielder that can hit 30 bombs a year is probably the most replaceable position in baseball. If Harper got hurt tomorrow, they could put Lind out there, and they probably wouldn't miss a beat on hitting. It might even be an upgrade as good as he's hitting. They might lose a little assist here and there as far as maybe throwing somebody out, but they're not going to lose anything. You know, he's a great player. He's the face of the franchise, but he's probably the most replaceable position they got. If you change your question and put Max Scherzer in there, I'd probably change my answer. He's the most important link in that team right now, winning or losing in the playoffs. See, if you lose him, you're done.
Well, you know what? You're right about that, actually, because if you don't have the number one ace to start a series to go up against a guy like Kershaw with the Dodgers or, you know, against the John Lester from the Cubs, you don't have a shot. Now look at the Orioles, who had the best record in the AL the last 5 years and never really had a chance in the playoffs. They even got to the LCS one time. They got swept by the Royals, but they could never win in October. Everyone knew it. They didn't have the pitching. The Nats can win in October because they do, and Scherzer's a big part of that. Here's my hope is that Bryce gets $500 million and stays here for the next dozen-plus years. I mean, that's kind of my hope, is that he gets locked up, that Cousins gets locked up, and we get both of these guys hanging around. If you want to weigh in, you can. 800-636-1067 is the number. At 1 o'clock, we are headed back to Richmond. Chris Russell will be joining me for the latest from training camp. You're listening to Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.